From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The mission of the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers to answer life's essential questions soundly and persuasively, and to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. For more information, go online to equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. A reminder that you can also contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. But keep in mind our website, because we have a very special resource available to those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. Of course, it's always true at the beginning of a new month, we have a new resource. And again, this is the month of September, 2020. It's hard to believe that we are now September 1, 2020. I mean, I used to think about this date and think how impossible it would be to actually live in 2020. And thinking about it, many years ago, I had no perspective on how 2020 would actually unfold. It has unfolded with a pandemic. And pandemics cause us to think about our own mortality, the fact that life is so very, very fragile. Well, the resource that we have selected actually underscores that reality. The book is titled Immortal: How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It. And this book teaches us precisely what we can do about it. For millions of materialists, death is the absolute end of our conscious existence. It's annihilation. It's total oblivion. It's nothingness. And it's the prospect of that oblivion that drives so many to engage in lifelong mortality mitigation projects. They do that in order to achieve symbolic immortality after they have returned to the dust. The profound and utter folly is that millions upon millions of people will spend the entirety of their lives seeking to achieve an immortality that they actually already have. But it's not even remotely close to what they might imagine. That is, at death our bodies die, but never our souls. Thus, contrary to our customary references to mere mortality or mere mortals, we are indeed immortal, but not in a way that the materialist mind can comprehend. In fact, that's why Clay Jones' new book, Immortal: How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, is both timely and highly relevant. And that is not just for the secularist. It's for you as a Christian. This book is important because it speaks to the resplendent glory that awaits all of us, not only in the intermediate state of life after death, but in our life after death, when our glorified resurrected bodies will last for all eternity. As Christians seeking to be good stewards in a broken world desperately in need of healing, how we think about this world really, really matters. But how we think about the world that is to come matters even more. I love C.S. Lewis, as I'm sure most of you do. He once said that if you read history, you will inevitably find that the Christians who did most for the present world were precisely those who thought most about the world that is to come. The apostles themselves, who set on foot the conversion of the Roman Empire, the great men who built up the Middle Ages, the English evangelicals who abolished the slave trade, they all left their mark on earth precisely because their minds were occupied with heaven. It's because Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they've become so incredibly ineffective in this world. I've often said that postmodernity is always seeking to deny death, to drive it into the metaphorical closet, to trivialize it, to treat it irreverently, or to circumvent it through the use of clever cliches. But in sharp distinction to all of that, Christianity demonstrates that death is defeated. In fact, as Clay Jones puts it in Immortality, death is an upgrade. Cultural thanatologists may urge us to accept death as a friend, but Christian theology sees death as an enemy. As someone has well said, Christian faith does not offer us a peaceful way to come to terms with death. No, it offers instead a way to overcome death. Christ stands for life. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ should give convincing proof that God is not satisfied with any cycle of life that ends in death. By the way, the title of the book is Immortal. I just mispronounced that a moment ago, but it's Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It. What I love about this book is that there are so many ways in which you begin to understand how secularists are trying to overcome their fear of death, and always in a deflective way. But by contrast, how we as Christians never have to fear death. Why? Because we believe in the hope of resurrection, which is not a vain hope, it's a certainty. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and Clay Jones devotes an entire chapter to this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul gives us a four-part argument for the certainty of resurrection. He argues first and foremost that Christ died. Of course, if Christ hadn't died, we'd have no assurance whatsoever of his resurrection. So Christ died. That is now, interestingly enough, conceded in both the secular as well as the spiritual world, that Christ suffered fatal torment. But the great axiom of Christianity is that the tomb was empty. This is a point made emphatically by St. Paul. The tomb was empty. Why is that so important? Because, as I said, often Christianity cannot survive an identifiable tomb containing the corpse of Christ. And then, says Paul, Christ appeared. He gave many convincing proofs that he had overcome death. In fact, he appeared not only to Peter and the 12, but to more than 500, most of whom, says Paul, are still living. In other words, they're around for cross-examination. And then Paul talks about how through resurrection, he himself was irrevocably changed from persecutor to proselytizer to the chief person who witnessed to the Gentiles. The point being, Paul says, is that he was transformed and many others were transformed as well. Why? Because of the hope of resurrection. When I come back from the break, I want to talk about a whole lot more encapsulated in the book Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It. This book, available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. This book is intriguing. It's a fast read. It's transformational. All of us face mortality, some effectively and some not so much so. We'll be back with a whole lot more on Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It in the second half of the broadcast today.
Too often, we concentrate on the short time we have on Earth and ignore the reality that we're going to live forever. Clay Jones wrote the monumental book, Immortal, to ensure that you enjoy a life free from fear of death and focused on forever. To receive your copy of Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man.
Is there life after death? For many people, the prospect of death is terrifying. They try to live as long as possible, hoping that science will find a way to extend their lives. Most of us are in denial about death. What if the solution is not denying death's reality, but recognizing it and relishing the reality that, as followers of Jesus Christ, we will live fantastically forever? In his book, Immortal, Clay Jones explores the ways people face death and highlights the truth that God offers a path to our deepest longing, glorious resurrection to eternal life. To receive your copy of Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. For decades, Hank Hanegraaff has shared the truth of the historic Christian faith by answering questions over the radio, defending the faith through the written word, and preaching from pulpits around the globe. Today, he is ready to share his life in Christ, as detailed in his most profoundly personal piece of penmanship to date, Truth Matters, Life Matters More. Hank feels closer to Christ than ever before and wants you to learn from his experiences, as recounted in Truth Matters, Life Matters More, so that you can join him on life's greatest journey, the journey toward union with God in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As I was saying in the first part of the broadcast today, this is a brand new month and we have a brand new resource. It's titled Immortal: How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, written by Clay Jones. And I'm really excited about this book. So I thought I'd take the first day of this brand new month just to talk about this book, whet your appetite for it, so that you'll get your copy on the web at equip.org. Again, available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. As I was saying before the break, Christian faith never offers us, well, a peaceful way to come to terms with death. No, it offers instead a way to overcome death. Christ stands for life. And his resurrection should give convincing proof that God is not satisfied with any cycle of life that ends in death. That, by the way, is the message that radiates from the lips of righteous Job. Satan had wielded the sword of death with devastating fury. He had butchered Job's livestock. He had murdered Job's legacy. And if God had permitted him to do so, he would have snuffed out Job's life. The devil's devastation so complete that Job's wife, you will recall, lost all perspective with her mind careening out of control. She cried out the unthinkable. She cried out, "Curse God and die." Job, however, saw his plight from the perspective of eternity. Well, because he had donned the helmet of salvation, and thus he was empowered to declare, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. I know that after my skin has been destroyed, I will see God. I myself will see him with my very own eyes. I, and not another." And then said Job, "How my heart yearns within me." So as Clay Jones makes plain in Immortal, Jesus died for us so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. In other words, the devil. And then to free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. Could that be you? Have you been held in metaphorical slavery by the fear of death? You know, this is slavery indeed. Understanding how people cope with their fear of death explains so much. In fact, it explains so much about what motivates human evil. What motivates murder, mass shootings, genocide, civil unrest, looting, and even false paradigms of social justice? The ultimate failure of all secular attempts to eliminate the fear of death is what it explains. It explains how all of that leads to denial and distraction and depression and drugs and, well, ultimately to societal disintegration. Let me say this. The quest for salvation without God is at the heart of every philosophical system. Indeed, the fear of death is the driving mechanism behind philosophy itself. Secular psychology professors have well noted that if human beings had an ongoing awareness of their vulnerability and their mortality, they'd be nothing more than than twitching blobs of biological protoplasm, completely perfused with anxiety, unable to effectively respond to the demands of their immediate surroundings. As one cultural anthropologist put it, the idea of death, the fear of it, haunts the human animal like nothing else. It's the mainspring of human activity. Activity designed largely to avoid the fatality of death, to overcome it by denying in one way or another that this is the final destiny of everyone who has walked upon this planet. One of the many things that you will find fascinating as you read Immortal, how the fear of death drives us and what we can do about it, is the irony encapsulated in the lives of those who seek longevity, and yet they die prematurely. As I speak, I'm turning to page 31 in the book, where Clay Jones gives some examples. Lucille Roberts, she opened New York's first gym for women. She turned it into a health club empire. But the New York Times reported that Roberts, as a fitness fanatic who wouldn't touch so much as a French fry, much less smoke a cigarette, died from lung cancer. She was 59. Well, there's a nutrition author, someone who advocated for natural foods. And this is an interesting story because I love grape nuts. I have some pretty much every morning. Anyway, the spokesman for grape nuts was Yul Gibbons. I used to joke about the fact that he ate bark for breakfast. Well, he died of an aneurysm at 64. Then there was Adele Davis. She was the author of Let's Eat Right to Get Fit. She, of course, preached the dangers of refined foods and yet died at an early age of bone cancer. Who can forget Jim Fix? He advocated the health benefits of running and yet died of a heart attack after a run. He was just 52. Daniel Rudman, another example, the first scientist to test the anti-aging properties of growth hormones. He died at age 67, a pulmonary embolism. Here's one more example, Nathan Pritikin. He was the charismatic exercise advocate and founder of the low cholesterol Pritikin diet. Well, he had a rough death. He committed suicide by slashing his wrists in a hospital bed. Why? Because he was in the process of dying of leukemia. Well, so many other examples could be given and are given in Immortal, how the fear of death drives us and what we can do about it. I think so often about what Arnold Schwarzenegger once said. Of course, he was the governor of California. He was the emblem of fitness. He said, one of the many things that you find fascinating is that death comes to all of us, and I've been extremely angry about it. Such a waste. Your whole life you work, you try to improve yourself, save money, invest wisely, and then all of a sudden, poof, it's over. He's angry about that, but it's not over. We as Christians have overcome the fear of death because we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we don't love this present world. Because we revel in the Word of God. We're into the Word of God, and the Word of God has pierced every part of our humanity. It's part of the warp and woof of who we are. And we have developed a robust appreciation of the glory that awaits us in heaven forever. We know that God will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. Well, more could be said. I'm running out of time, but get this book, read it. It's our resource of the month, all this month. I hope you read it this month. Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It. It's available for all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. Get your copy today on the web at equip.org. See you right back here tomorrow for more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Immortal by Clay Jones is about the fear of death, about how humans outside of Christ, and all too often even those in Christ, feebly try to manage that fear, and about how you, dear Christian, can overcome the fear of death through developing a robust appreciation of the glory that awaits all of us who trust in the Lord Jesus. To receive your copy of Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters, and life matters more.
In recent years, fewer Americans pray, trust in God, believe in the Bible, or attend church. But paradoxically, Americans have become more likely to believe in an afterlife. One explanation is the rise in entitlement, expecting special privileges without effort. Tell a generation they are good, unrelated to their behavior or performance, and they will think they should be able to live forever, regardless of how they act or believe. Clay Jones wrote Immortal to explain the truth that we will live forever, but our destination is determined by our relationship with Christ and in Him how we live our lives. To receive your copy of Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.